In ancient Egypt on the Nile, a gracious city stood. Centerpiece for government, the sciences and arts. Alabaster statues and pyramids demark where Eastern civilization got its start. Listen while I sing this ode to ancient Memphis, capital of Egypt, gone but not forgot. It's quite plain to see it, they were polytheists, temples built to honor every god. They were so prolific with their hieroglyphics, every little picture worth a thousand words. There is documented all the myths and legends told about the gods of which you heard. Ptah said the word and the universe was born. Re was the supreme god of the sun. Hathor was the goddess of beauty and of love, but had only just begun. Isis kept the pharaoh on the straight and narrow. Thoth, the god of music, brought the Nile Delta blue. His deity profusions got me so confused. I'd like to thank God for Memphis, but I can't decide which one. Geb and his gal knew it, really got down to it. Between them they ruled both the earth and sky. Sekhmet was Re's daughter, bringing death and slaughter, but she also sponsored healing on the side. When you become a mummy, Osiris gets chummy, Anubis used Ma'a scales to weigh your soul. You can join the chorus, singing praise to Horus, lauding all his virtues that can be extolled. Ptah said the word and the universe was born. Re was the supreme god of the sun. Hathor was the goddess of beauty and of love, but had only just begun. Isis kept the pharaoh on the straight and narrow. Thoth, the god of music, brought the Nile Delta blues. This deity profusions got me so confused. I'd like to thank God for Memphis, but I can't decide which one.